Vandals have removed hundreds of newly planted trees from Casino Park in Queens, apparently to make space for a track for dirt bikes or ATVs. New York City Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue is joining us on Drive Time. Commissioner, thanks for being with us. What have you learned about this vandalism so far?
Not a whole lot, unfortunately, Michael, just that there was damage back on Sunday the 7th. We were alerted that some unknown individuals had created damage to newly planted forests near the Casino Velodrome parking. This is something, of course, that we take very seriously. We're so intent on creating new forests where we can. And unfortunately, in this instance, over 300 trees were damaged, which is just devastating, both for us personally, for the environment, and for all the volunteers who worked so hard to help us with this reforestation effort.
I was going to say, the volunteers, I mean, a lot of these people have been working on this for, what, 2 years or more, getting all these trees planted?
Exactly. Yeah, they're day in and day out. I mean, we have extraordinary volunteers in this park. They're called super stewards, and they are out 4 and 5 days a week helping us to plant, care for, maintain this area. So, yeah, it's very personal to them. They take it very seriously, as do we. And it's just really appalling to see this level of destruction.
What do you make of this speculation or report that this is a bunch of kids who are trying to clear a way for a dirt bike track or ATV track?
It's obviously really hard for us to know exactly what was going on because we don't have eyewitnesses. But from what we could see from being there yesterday, it does look like someone trying to create trails, trying to create jumps, that you could surmise that that's what it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you heard anything? Are you working with the police on this?
We are. We're working closely with NYPD on this. They've been terrific and, as always, a good partner. They've been actively there, surveilling the area, talking to people. We want to raise awareness of the importance of this situation, how devastating it is for us in terms of, you know, just the environmental impact. And we want it, if people see activity like this or are aware of activity, we want people to come forward, let us know, let PD know. We need people to understand the gravity of the situation.
I mean, certainly vandalism at city parks is nothing new, unfortunately, but where does this one rank? This one seems a little worse than usual.
Yes, absolutely. Just because of the breadth, as I said, over 300 trees, $15,000 worth of damage. This is significant. And, you know, as we already said, it represents so many people's hard work, volunteers who are out there just, to help us out because they're interested in and connected to this park and want to make a difference in their community. That's what makes it so unfortunate.
On the lighter side, we have some warmer weather now. We have some more parks opening up. How are things going overall?
Overall, they're great. This is a terrific time of year for us. You see people out there and enjoying their parks, that we're getting ready for beach and pool season and all those things that are so important to New Yorkers' quality of life. It's a great time of year. The trees are in bloom. The city is waking up from winter. It's a beautiful time to be out and enjoying parks.
You mentioned the pools and beaches. The last couple of years, of course, we've had the lifeguard shortages. Are we getting anywhere on that this year?
We are making progress, absolutely. I mean, we are dealing with, you know, a changed environment coming out of COVID, a national lifeguard crisis. So we're not certainly alone in this. This has been a challenge for cities across the United States. We've been really proud of the fact that even with these challenges, we've still been able to open all of our pools and beaches, and we fully anticipate we will do that again this year.
New York City Parks Commissioner Sue Donahue, great to talk to you. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Of course. Thank you for your interest. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you, Michael.